a Nacho Radio podcast.
Is this feeling something real?
Dave and Darren.
Hello there.
Hey everybody. Welcome, welcome one and all to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave, coming at you hot. Maybe a little too hot. Let me see if I can, there we go. That sounds a little bit better. Welcome everybody to the Top 5 Things. My name is Dave, and this is my partner Darren. Hey Darren.
Hello.
Right, and Failure Hawk is swirling above our heads.
It happens.
Not for us, for someone else. For whom the hawk squeaks. All right, or squawks. Squeaks or squawks?
I would think that's more of a squawk.
Yeah, you're right.
It's like, whoa, what is going on?
Yeah, what is going on,
I'll
everybody?
Tell you what's
welcome
going
to the
on.
Show. Yeah?
We've lost a good one.
Yeah, that's on the top five things. So
we'll leave it at that.
We can get to it right away, or if you like.
No, we'll get to it, but it's a bummer.
Are you really that bummed about it?
Well, kind of, compared to losing most people.
Really?
Yeah, I thought you were a big fan.
I wonder if we're talking about the same guy.
Oh, maybe we're not. Oh, you know what? We're not.
Oh, did somebody else pass away that I'm not aware of?
Yes.
Well, hang on a second. I need to... Is this just...
I'm not talking about the Pizza Baron.
No. Wait, who else do we lose? Who passed away that I'm not aware of?
Super Dave Osborne.
What? Don't tell me that!
I told you!
No!
I just told you!
No! Oh, that's terrible!
Marty Funkhauser!
No! Dave Einstein is dead?
Bob Einstein.
Bob Einstein is dead? Oh, that sucks! When did that happen?
Well, apparently just recently.
Oh! Well, now I'm in a bad mood.
Mean Gene you could put up with, huh?
Well, I mean, that's, you know.
That's friends and family of Mean Gene.
Super Dave Osborne is dead. That's soul-crushing.
Never had his own pizza.
Who is he on Curb Your Enthusiasm? He's a character.
He was a surrogate. What was his name?
Well, that was on Arrested Development.
Oh, that was Arrested Development.
Yeah,
Marty Funkhauser.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Oh, I didn't realize he was gone.
Yeah.
Oh, that is a bummer.
Who is older? Probably Mean Gene a little bit older.
Oh, either you're going to ask Super Dave or his brother, his famous brother.
And his famous brother again is?
Albert Brooks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Albert Einstein.
Is that with or without the Browning mechanism?
You don't get to say the word nest egg. You can say, look, there's a bird and it lives in a round stick and you'll have things over easy. Oh, that is an absolute bummer.
Yeah.
Way to start the show off with a bummer, Darren.
Well,
sheesh.
For whom the hawk squawks, I guess.
Oh, man. And I was looking forward to having a fun show today. And now we start off.
Does that mean we lose the pizza?
I think that pizza's been gone
for years. It's been gone for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I had my chance. I had my chance to get it at the bowling alley on Brady Street for years.
Well, I went
and
to
never
the,
took advantage.
I went to the opening of one. Well, let's get into it here.
All
let's
right,
just get into the top
okay,
five.
We'll do
so this is one of those shows, I guess we're just going to start off with the stinger and roll through the punches
the
here.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a brand new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350 and their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections, so stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They are open Tuesdays through Saturdays, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. You can take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. They're locally owned and operated. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. And when you're there, we would appreciate this. If you mention Nacho Radio with a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. Again, Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, the new home in the Village of East Davenport. The podcast originating, as it always does, from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad Cities' best cheesesteak, but so much more, including their capistrami, hot pastrami, Swiss cheese, Russian dressing, and coleslaw. It's absolutely delicious. When you're there, make sure you turn your favorite into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. And, of course, you got to get the deal. Mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub, and you'll only pay for the price of a small one. They're open 7 days a week, like them, on Facebook as well.
Number one on the top five things.
Number one.
Number one.
Ah, oh, boy. They die in threes, right?
Bum, bum, bum. Bum, 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 bum. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey. He's gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Mean Gene Okerlund is dead.
Yes. Age 76.
WWF icon. And I know they're the WWE, but he was always in the WWF. And then he went over to...
he was in the AWA.
Yeah, for a long time. And then he went and did...
As a young man.
He was in... He left WWE, whatever, in 2001 and went over to the TNT show for the Monday Night Wars. Yeah. Iconic announcer, backstage interviewer, Mean Gene Okerlund, dead at the age of 76. I'm looking here at the WWE tweet. It says, we're saddened to learn Mean Gene Okerlund, the most recognizable entertainer in sports entertainment history, passed away at the age of 76.
Well,
name one more person who does the interviews of the wrestlers. Name one more person.
What was the claim they made?
The most well-known announcer.
In sports, they're saying.
Sports entertainment is how they say
sports
wrestling.
Sports entertainment.
Because they can't call it wrestling.
Okay. Sports
it's
entertainment.
Not really wrestling. It's called sports entertainment.
I gotcha.
Yeah. They're not saying he's the most recognizable interviewer in the history of sports and entertainment. It's sports entertainment. There's a hyphen in the middle. That's how they say wrestling. Because they can't really
remember
say wrestling.
Remember the Mean Gene interviews before the Oscars every year?
No. Was that a thing?
They should.
Hello. Yeah, he would always make people cry.
People's most intriguing people.
You know, Mean Gene, I've only told you this, but when I was young, my uncle tried to touch me in the pantry. It was weird. Yeah, he opened up he had a pizza place at the bowling alley at Bullmore, but he had a hamburger stand at the Arsenal. And that's what I went to
he
go see.
He did?
Yeah, he opened up a hamburger.
I didn't know he had burgers as well.
Yeah, it was Mean Gene's Burgers. And we went to see him because he was going to be there for the opening. He had a couple different restaurants.
Uh-huh.
Was it Mean Gene Burgers at the restaurant or that was pizza?
That was pizza.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I know it was pizza.
But the Mean Gene Burgers didn't last very long there on Arsenal Island. I don't know how long the pizza lasted either. He kept trying, though. God bless him, he kept trying. Mean Gene's Burgers.
That was a thing.
Yeah, that was a thing that...
And who did you go see him with?
It was me and Stage. I remember Stage going.
Right, okay.
And I think Stage brought his figure. He had like a...
Who never backs down from a tough interview. Well, now I'm going toe-to-toe with the Big Burger Boys with my Mean Gene Burgers. And this is your chance to order a Mean Gene t-shirt. Mean Gene's Burgers.
The burger that says, fight me.
Wear it to work, to a party, to your next court appearance, wherever you want to make a real fashion statement. Call the number on your screen and order yours now.
Call now to order your Mean Jeans t-shirt for just $19.95.
So really, the burger joint was just an excuse to sell t-shirts.
Listen, this thing is going to fold like a cheap chair.
It occurs to me, we're not going to sell any of these hamburgers.
I'm not bringing down any of the burger big boys. Who am I kidding? But if I can sell some of these t-shirts.
Everyone is playing the audio of Mean Gene and Randy Macho Man Savage. And to be sure, there's plenty of great interviews.
But this is the
high
point?
This is him with Ultimate Warrior. An Ultimate Warrior, I think... might have been a little pilled up.
Man, I've got to pose some of the questions to you, Ultimate Warrior, that Vince just discussed with the World Wrestling Federation champion, Hulk Hogan. First of all, what happened tonight?
Like, coked up out of his mind, right?
Well, maybe.
This is a cocaine overdose listening to.
This could be angel dusting is what this is.
May the Ultimate Warrior rest in peace.
Ultimate Warrior.
What happened tonight was already written, Hulk Hogan. It was written a long time ago when the warriors that came before me and you saw do it. Now what we must do is beyond
that. Sounds
us,
like a Star
Hulk
Wars
Hogan.
Character.
I stood with my back to you, Hulk Hogan. and I knew you would not come. But Hulk Hogan, when I looked into yours, I saw walls. Walls filled with fear. Fear that ran thick through you, Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's just wonderful. I was never into the Ultimate Warrior. I could never stand any of that gimmick.
What was your hang-up?
It's a little much.
It's
a bit much. Here's my notes, Ultimate Warrior.
That's the line that gets crossed. Huh?
Well, Mean Gene, during these interviews with Randy Macho Man Savage to a degree, but certainly with Ultimate Warrior, he would ask the question, then he would get out of the way, and half the time he'd just be looking at the camera like, this is a take? We're doing this one? this is what we're doing? Yeah.
Don't forget to buy a T-shirt.
Mean Gene Okerlund, the man who opened up a hamburger shop and a pizza shop here in town, dead at the age of, how old did you say he was? 76?
76. Got to bring down the big boys.
Yeah. I don't know that that's happening.
Couldn't even bring down big boys.
No, big boy is big still boys, a thing.
Big boy is still a thing.
You can still get a limping big boy.
Limping around, but still available.
I will say this. Have you ever been to a Bob's Big Boy?
Yes.
Delicious hamburgers. Like, if there was one around here, I'd go.
Yeah, they used to have them here.
We're getting a new franchise here. I don't know if you saw this, but by the Portillo's.
Uh-huh.
It's called, it's, I guess.
So Portillo's is happening.
That's happening. It'll be open in June.
Okay, I thought there was no chance that ever happened.
Well, I'm wrong a lot about a lot of things.
Hey, listen, folks. If you listen, I'm wrong a lot.
Look, I mean, I could sit here and pretend that I'm not wrong. But the problem is, everything we do is recorded and put on the internet forever.
And,
so I have to level with you. I was wrong. I never thought it would happen, but here we are.
And available to patrons, you can hear every one of them if you become a patron.
Yeah, for someone who enjoys hearing me be wrong, you can do that.
That is certainly worth $3 a month.
Well, it's worth twice that for some people.
A dime a day.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. Next to the Portillo's that's going up on 53rd across from the Costco.
Yes.
They're also going
Which looks like a bunker.
The Costco?
The Portillo's.
Yeah. Well,
it's like, how sturdy does it need to be?
I'm glad you said it because at first, and I don't know a lot about construction. I don't pretend to understand how this works. But at first, it was just a massive concrete slab. And then it looks like they chiseled some windows into it.
A couple. Maybe one.
Right. But it looks like a place where basically
It could take a bomb attack.
Yes. It very thick walls with very few windows.
Do they
windows.
Know something we don't
That's,
know?
I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
In the age of the PPG, is this something that it's building code anymore. Every building that goes up anymore has to be able to withstand a nuclear strike.
It looks like a bunker where
you don't need to see outside. What are you going to look outside for? We're all safe in here.
Well, we got hot dogs. We got chocolate.
Enjoy
cake.
Your chocolate cake shake. You don't need to see what's going on outside.
They're building it like it's a casino in Vegas. It looks like a place, if you're able to get in, you just keep walking and walking down halls until you find a room where Phil Spector is listening to records going out of his mind. Maximum security is what it looks like,
it
right?
It needs to be able to withstand a direct strike.
Well, next to Portillo's House of Bunker Burgers is a new chain where I've never heard of this, but they have more than 400 locations. Mm. Raisin Cane's Chicken Fingers.
Excuse me?
Are you intrigued?
Excuse me?
Raisin Cane's Chicken Fingers. They serve chicken fingers.
I see that.
And crinkle cut fries and coleslaw. And that appears to be the entire menu.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have the benefit of seeing this on your smartphones or your smart speakers.
Look at me,
however
I'm salivating.
You're listening, he's licking his lips right now. This man is so excited.
I haven't had lunch.
Chicken fingers. Raisin Cane's Chicken Fingers. And
they're originating out of where? The South or something?
I think it's a Southern thing.
Southern
but when
thing.
I when I looked at the website, too, the logo, or the slogan, I should say, sounds like something you would come up with.
Mm.
Raisin Cane's Chicken Fingers, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Covered in Cane's sauce. What do they say? It's like... oh gosh, the slogan is something like
cheap chicken and easy to digest fries. Come on in. It's whatever their slogan is.
These chickens sold their fingers for rock and roll.
Chicken finger, popular chicken finger brand with focus on community involvement. No, that's not it.
No.
Their slogan is something like, get over it. It's just a finger of the chicken. Not a big deal.
We only cut off their fingers.
Why the dog
the
is...
The chicken wouldn't talk.
Mm-hmm. Originally, the name of the restaurant was going to be Sockeye's Chicken Fingers, named after a sockeye salmon.
Mm-hmm. That doesn't make any sense.
But no, sockeye's chicken sounds like
salmon
Popeye's
fingers,
chicken.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Here, smell my fingers. What does this smell like?
Then they named the restaurant after a dog named Raisin Kane. So that's why a dog is the spokesperson for this chicken.
And the only thing on the menu is just the chicken fingers, huh?
This is the menu. It's a very easy menu. Okay, here's the slogan. Quality chicken finger meals. Maybe it's quality chicken finger meals.
Go crazy, kids.
Well, man, you pitch in high school? How about we go and enjoy a quality chicken finger meal? Finger meal? Here's what they have. Chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, coleslaw, and cane sauce.
I know.
That's it. That's the menu, Darren.
I know, DJ. This is our first date, but I'm going to turn this into a finger meal.
Let's go crazy and have a finger...
Go crazy, kids.
Try Raisin Cane's box combo. You'll love the three fingers in the box. This is getting weird.
Oh, boy.
Good Lord.
I'll have the...
This isn't suitable for my family.
I'll have the...
I'm here on business.
I'll have the shocker special, please.
Two.
Take the three fingers in the box meal.
Go crazy.
But try and eat it slow at first, though. You don't want to do any damage.
If Abreu hits a grand slam here, all bets are off. No, you're just trying to provide cover.
Trying to get away with crimes.
Come on.
Let me ask you this. You ever played in high school?
I didn't hear them all year last year.
Oh, you miss? Well, that's in part because they got fired.
Oh, they did? They're not doing the games?
No. Well, they continue to do the games.
White Sox games.
The White Sox games were on WLS, which is a Cumulus radio station.
Yes.
You remember working for Cumulus.
What's the stock price?
We're really not allowed to say anything else other than we worked there. That's all legally we can say.
Oh, I don't know about that anymore.
Really? You think we can say what
we need
to say?
We don't have to.
I mean, I'd rather not.
I mean, just take a look at the stock price. That's all you need to know.
I think the stock price is actually pretty decent.
Is it a dollar?
No, it's more than that. I think.
Trading at $1.25?
No, you know what? The last time I checked, I was shocked by what it was trading at. Mm. It's at $10.80 right now.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. For the longest time, it was at like 38 cents. Uh-huh. That's when we were working for them.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and we had a couple of different experiences with the Cumulus people. And I don't think we're supposed to say anything else. We signed paperwork to the effect that we wouldn't really say anything.
I don't think it was a lifetime ban.
I'd rather we just say that we worked there and keep on smiling. Uh-huh. Cumulus decided halfway through the season, we're not going to carry the White Sox anymore. So the White Sox had nowhere to go, and that's how they ended up on WGN.
Get Fisk!
But they got abandoned.
Where's Carlton Fisk? Get Fisk!
They got abandoned by the flagship station of the White Sox. The White Sox Radio Network. Yeah, that had to have been awkward, right? And they got rid of Steve Dahl the other day, too, Cumulus did.
Got rid of him?
Yeah. Yeah.
He hasn't quit?
No, they've let him go because they want to bring in a satellite show. We wish him the best.
Two.
That said, of all the companies we work for, Cumulus is not the worst.
Okay.
But I can't say anything else other than... Number two on our top five things. Google has won approval for a radar-based hand motion sensor. Google won approval
in a bathroom?
Yes. No. Google won approval from U.S. regulators to deploy
Else do I need a hand-based motion sensor?
Radar-based motion sensing device. It's called Project Soli. Federal Communications Commission,
body,
said in an order late on Monday that it will grant Google a waiver to operate these solely sensors at higher powers than currently allowed. The FCC said the sensors can also be operated aboard aircraft. FCC saying this decision will serve in the public interest by providing for innovative device control features using touchless hand gesture technology. The Soli sensor captions motion in a three-dimensional space using a radar beam to enable touchless control of functions or features that can benefit users with mobility or speech impairments.
Give me that again.
Basically, you'll be able to do sign language and your phone will know what you're talking about.
Oh.
More or less. But the problem is that these
My phone it's number one.
These sensors operate at a spectrum band higher than power levels than you're really supposed to allow. And it could mess with other technologies. So I don't know that we need to have these things on planes anytime soon, right? If I can't have my phone on...
So soon you're going to be able to just... To Alexis over here.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to... You won't even have to speak.
Just
you can just...
Wave your hand just, in such a way. Yeah. Order me more food.
More of everything.
More of everything.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2019 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day and year. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our patrons on Podbean, and we'll be back here tomorrow for a patrons only podcast. So do that.
Yeah.
As well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. James also has a location at 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Enjoy their fresh-cut deli meats and cheeses. And don't forget about the gift cards. Anytime's a good time to get a Capriati's gift card because everybody loves Capriati's. And when you're there for lunch or dinner, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Number three.
Number three.
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 Thanks, kids. Did you watch any television for New Year's Eve? I know Steve Harvey's always a big part of your New Year's Eve plans.
Well, I saw the... Pitbull, the failed Pitbull Snake River Canyon jump.
That wasn't
New Year's Revolution.
That wasn't this year.
But outside of that, I caught a little bit. I don't know what CNN is up to.
Well, we need to talk about the CNN because that's ridiculous.
Can't you give them a little more cover so they don't have to just sit there in the rain? I was flipping around.
This CNN.
You know what
it's
I watched?
Like these nerds only drink one day a year, and we have to watch them do it. Don Lemon every year.
He
gets irresponsibly drunk.
Huh?
And I say you understand.
Yes, I get it.
I drink beer on TV. I like to have a good time.
Yes,
I'm not prude.
I get it.
He gets crocked.
Yeah.
And they put up they every year. It's ridiculous.
You know what I spent a little time with on New Year's Eve is watching the. PBS Pledge Drive Carpenters program with the sound down.
Oh, well, that's a great way to celebrate the new year. You know what her resolution is this year? Try and put on a little weight. She died right around New Year's. Am I wrong about that?
No, she passed away, I think, in February. I don't think she made it to March.
Every time a Carpenter Maybe song March. Comes on, I go fix myself a sandwich, just in memory of.
Easy now.
At one point, Anderson Cooper and this Andy Cohen,
who doesn't work for CNN?
I don't understand how he works for anyone.
Well, see, here's the thing. Why are you going to put someone on the air that you've got no control over? You can't fire him.
Well, that used to be Kathy Griffin's job.
Who also didn't work for CNN.
Right.
What kind of idea was that?
So then it was...
Why would you put somebody on that you have no authority over?
So you've got Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper having the merriest New Year of all time.
Well, not really. I mean, Anderson Cooper looks a little bit bemused, but for the most part, it's like...
Here they are drinking tequila shots, all right? This is them drinking tequila shots for New Year's Eve. Anderson Cooper and this Andy Cohen, who, again, I don't understand the appeal of this guy. Why he's on any television.
You know what? That felt good. That felt good. For real?
Who's that?
Anderson
Are
Cooper.
Are you kidding? I don't drink. Like, it's medicine.
It is.
I'd rather have NyQuil.
Okay. Well, then don't drink.
Then don't drink.
You don't have to, you know, I don't sit around and talk about the housewives, Andy Cohen. Don't do my thing.
Yeah, see, that's what he does. He kind of, he's the moderator for all the different housewives of Atlanta.
I don't know anything about this guy other than he shows up on New Year's Eve because Kathy Griffin cut off the PPG's head. And then she lost the one job she had, which was standing next to Anderson
Cooper.
That's
not a tradition?
No.
That failed to turn into a tradition?
We don't do that for New Year's. Yeah, listen again to the noises Anderson Cooper is making, because I...
That felt good. That felt good. For real?
Sounds like Kathy Griffin.
Or Vern Troyer. Like Kathy Griffin and Vern Troyer had a baby.
Anderson Cooper in the wrong place.
I saw this, and I wonder if this is true. I saw on one of the supermarket tabloids, they're trying to say that Vern Troyer was poisoned.
Well, he poisoned himself. He died of alcohol poisoning, but he did it himself.
No, okay.
Oh, then nope. Somebody did it to him? So, all of the ratings. This Don Lemon is drinking Tito's out of a straw.
And where was he at?
Oh, New Orleans.
Oh,
he's
just
talking about, like, you know, there's a lot of guys I'd like to date, but they don't call me back. They did this awkward thing where they went to some reporter up
Big
in
easy.
Niagara Falls. He's like, you know, a man I always thought was attractive, but I never could date him because he's
Evil
got a wife
Knievel.
And kids.
Evil Knievel.
He's our next guy, and he's in Niagara Falls with his daughter. And then Brooke Baldwin's like, okay, honey, take another drink. And he's drinking.
Does she drink?
I don't think she did. I mean, she might have had some champagne. She at least was able to put words together.
Ooh.
Don Lemon was, I'm telling you, the kind of drunk that when you see it on TV, you think, that guy needs to be put in a program.
I saw it. I think I saw it last year. I didn't see it this year.
Last year, he was just looking at the camera going, this is the year I find love. I'm going to find me a fellow this year, guys. This year, too. I swear to God, I'm going to get a guy. Now, this year, he's just like, I don't know. So many regrets. And he's just taking big pulls
out of
Tito's with a straw.
He had a straw in a Tito's bottle?
It was so hard to watch.
Oh, boy.
Like, these nerds only drink one night a year, and they feel the need to put it on TV. And, you know, it's one thing if it's, you know, like Leslie Jones having a drink on NBC, because she's a fun person. These are the nerds that are supposed to tell us that the world is coming to an end.
That have some sort of, yeah.
You know, like, can you imagine Edward R. Murrow going, hey, let's get hammered? Just, it's ridiculous what they do. And the thing is, the New Year's Eve coverage on all the stations, way down. Countdown shows on ABC, Fox, and NBC all had year-to-year declines. Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve led the way, even though Dick Clark is...
Is he a hologram, at least?
No.
And here's the thing. They brought him back as a hologram, and they brought him back as a hologram from, like,
post-stroke.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, it was post-stroke
like,
hologram.
What are you doing? What are you doing? You can't do...
Happy New Year!
You can't do Dick Clark's hologram from 1975?
At one point, I got so fed up. This is a true story. I got
How
so fed up.
How late did you stay up?
12:45. It was perfect.
Were you just here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
At one point, I got so fed up. I said, I'm done with this. Jenny McCarthy, who, by the way, I think had all of the plastic from her boobs moving up to her face.
Stuck in her face.
I don't know what she's doing.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's doing. And Ryan Seacrest, I'm tired of looking at him.
Okay.
He needs to go away. He's another one.
Well,
too many jobs.
I don't think he's going to.
Too many damn jobs. Would you let someone else have a job in this industry?
I'll take one.
For real. Now, the thing about this, I got so frustrated watching this New Year's Eve nonsense. One, because They kept going to, okay, here's so-and-so with their new hit song and this one and this one. I didn't know who any of these people were. Yeah. Post Malone? I'm supposed to know what that is? I don't know
I've
what that is.
I've heard of Post Malone.
Okay, the rest of them, though. It was like Lil Buzz Buzz and,
ooh,
and
hashtag Buzz Buzz.
Hashtag Creeper Face. It was ridiculous.
You've heard of Post Malone.
I've heard of Post Malone. I, until Monday night, had never heard a note out of this cat's voice. Oh, okay. His character, his voice, his gimmick seems to be he's a homeless guy with tattoos on his head who sings kind of a little bit. That's the appeal.
Okay.
Is he? Do you think he's talented?
I don't know any of his stuff.
Could you name a song by Post Malone?
No.
And is it supposed to sound like Pog Mahone? Is that the gimmick?
I don't think so.
Because that would be clever. Anyway.
New Year's Eve, not your cup of tea.
Well, I made it my cup of tea because I said, this is enough. And then I went on
YouTube. Did you fire off the fireworks from inside here, outside?
Take a look at how white trash is that? Look at all those firecrackers just right outside the door.
Boy, you need to pick those up before the squirrels start eating them.
I know it.
You don't want to poison the squirrels.
No, they'll be fine. I said enough's enough, and I went to YouTube, and we watched Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve 1984 going into 1985.
And I remember that one.
It was
phenomenal.
Good party. The Bangles were on.
That was
a good
party.
Got to see a little bit of the.
Owen cool with that?
He was laughing like everybody looks ridiculous. Yeah. I'm like, you're right, but yeah. We didn't think it was ridiculous back then.
Well, you look ridiculous right now. Someday you'll figure that
right,
out.
Right. You're standing there in Minecraft pajamas, and you want to throw shots of tears for fears?
Hey,
I don't know who you think you are.
Hey, Mr. Growing Spurt. Here, let me take a Polaroid. We'll see what you think 10 years from now.
No doubt.
Champ.
Primetime portion of the ABC New Year's Eve got a decent rating, but for the most part, no one was watching any of these things.
Okay.
It was a toast to 2018, and NBC's New Year's Eve.
That's hardly a theme. Boy, that is the laziest theme I've ever heard of. A toast to 2018.
Fox's New Year's Eve with Steve Harvey.
It's like a prom. That's like a prom theme. You can't stay here.
Our prom theme must
move on.
The prom theme this year is
you have to leave high school.
The prom theme this year is our last chance to dance in the gym.
Uh-huh.
That's the theme of our prom. We haven't given it really a lot of thought.
Last chance for romance, and we really mean that because you have to leave the school.
We're gonna
going
to need you kids to
except for you, Ed, and you know why.
Number four.
Is this your fourth year as a sophomore?
And at some point, the state won't let you back in.
And at some point, Ed, even you gotta go.
I have a list here of the most frequently returned gifts this year. These were the gifts that were the least popular.
Mm.
And it pains me to say this, a lot of people sending Star Wars stuff back.
Oh. Is it because it was knockoff Star Wars?
Too much Star Wars.
Too much Star Wars.
Too much damage. The big things that were returned, the top five holiday gift returns, Lego sets.
Huh, I thought that was like
especially Star Wars Legos, I guess.
The kids don't want them, or they just got too many of them? Maybe they got too many of them.
You know, that's the thing.
It could very well be that both grandmas got it, you know? Although, at that point, if you got that sort of arsenal,
mm-hmm.
you could build, like, your own Falcon.
I did it for the show.
Also on the list, women's trendy apparel, shirts with ruffle overload and sleeve cutoffs.
Anytime you're going to buy a female any sort of clothing,
mm-hmm.
That is dancing with the devil. That is asking for
it. I can't imagine having that sort of confidence. Here's something I think you should wear. Now, conversely, I look forward to Christmas because that means my wife is going to get me a lot of clothes.
Go ahead, put it on.
I'm not going to buy for myself.
Go ahead, put it on.
That's my one chance a year to get clothing. But I would never be like, here, I want you to wear this.
Where did you find a halter top?
You're right.
It's December.
I got you.
Go ahead, put it on.
Flannel tube
what,
top.
What, you don't like it?
I don't smoke anymore. Small hand tools are on the list here.
Hand tools?
Yeah, specialty kitchen items. Mm. And then dolls. Creepy lifelike dolls.
I don't want any dolls.
Little girls say they'd rather play with trucks than dolls.
Huh.
So those are the things that people didn't like for
Christmas.
Certain
little girls.
Yeah.
Five.
Number five.
And
I also like my flannel jammies.
Why wouldn't you? Finally, number five, NASA confirming that they have flown past the most distant object ever visited by spacecraft. Not only was the team the first to explore Pluto, but this team went on to directly explore an object that holds remnants of the birth of our solar system.
Didn't even open this.
This object is called Ultima Thule. Ultima Thule means beyond the borders of the known world.
Tastes like medicine.
What are you, Anderson Cooper and me here? The call that they had a successful flyby came yesterday morning. I don't think they're going to get all the images sent back until sometime in February.
We have time.
Yeah. Well, that'll be fun. And those are your top five things.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast originating for the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Enjoy one of Capriati's specialty party trays or build your own by choosing a combination of cold subs for that extraordinary event. Build your own perfect meatball sub with Kemp's Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls. They're open 7 days a week. Make sure you download the Loyalty app and get free food. If you're having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work. Whether it's a picnic, birthday party, tailgate, graduation, office meeting, or corporate event, Capriati's sure to be a hit and sure to be a hit for lunch or dinner when you're there. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Finally, this story comes to us from our favorite peninsula. Of course, I'm referring to America's Wang.
Florida.
Tastes like medicine.
Florida men arrested for stealing $500,000 worth of tequila on New Year's Eve.
From Don Lemon.
This year I'll find a fella. God damn it, why can't I find love, Brooke Baldwin?
I don't know, honey. Why don't you take another sip? Oh, and he's using a straw. That was the whole, it was so weird.
Drinking tequila from a straw.
And like, he wouldn't look in the camera. He was just, like, you could tell he'd been at it for a while.
But he was at the bar?
Yeah, they were at a bar in New Orleans. And he's just disheveled.
How about you just stay? Why don't they do it again next year in the newsroom? You can still drink your tequila with a straw out of the bottle, but you're going to do it in the newsroom.
Four men arrested early Monday morning accused of stealing more than $500,000 worth of Patron tequila in Tampa. Were these guys there for the Outback Bowl? By the way, when did Kirk Ferentz turn into a crybaby?
What was he crying about?
Well, he's crying before the game yesterday and then after the game.
Why? Oh, he was actually crying.
He was actually crying.
Oh.
I say crybaby. I mean, I guess it's cool that he's an emotional person.
Has he had a medical scare, maybe?
I don't know. That's why I ask, because this is not usually par for the course for him.
He likes to chew gum.
He cried this year after they beat Northern Illinois.
Bowl. They go to the Outback Bowl like every other year.
It's the first time they've won it in a while. Maybe that's it. I don't know. He cried when they beat NIU because it was his...
We were supposed to.
Nobody had won more games as a coach of the Hawkeyes ever. And then when they beat Illinois and he got his 150th win in the Big Ten, he cried for that. And then there was video of him crying as he was walking into the stadium yesterday. Like, everything's okay with Kirk Ferentz, right?
I don't know.
I'm not saying...
I can't chew gum anymore.
I regret using the term crybaby, because I get it. I get choked up, too. And, like, saying goodbye to seniors can't be easy, but he's done this a lot. Like, he's been the coach for 20 years. And now, all of a sudden,
the thing is, though, they've already had their seniors' day.
Right.
I mean, so you did have, like, that festivity.
Deputies say Vidal Estrada, Lemuel Escobar, Humberto Ramirez, and Alberto Obaya were all taking cases of Patron tequila from a stolen semi-trailer after a driver found it was missing following a stop for dinner in Tampa. Gosh, I don't know that you're supposed to be taking stops with your delivery truck. These guys.
Well, unless you're delivering something.
You know, I think I'm going to go get a bite to eat. 966 cases of tequila with a retail value of $507,105.
That would do it.
All charged
a lifetime supply.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how much in a dollar amount. How much tequila could you drink over the course of the next of your lifetime? Like, if I were to say,
I don't plan on drinking much of any of it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm going to give you a budget How much tequila do you think now, between now and when you go home to Jesus Christ, how much time do you think, or how much money do you think on...
Guess who? I said some things.
Honey, did you drink lots of tequila when you were down there?
I stopped.
Why are you calling me honey, Jesus? What's going on up here?
I think I'm in. He's calling me honey.
I think I'll probably, between now and the end of my life, I'll probably drink...
A bottle?
I'm going to say $150 worth of tequila.
Oh, boy.
Well, that's, I mean, a shot. A shot's like $8 nowadays, right? I mean, tequila shots aren't cheap.
So a shot a year?
Yeah.
20 years?
Yeah, I do. I'd say I do a tequila shot a year.
Okay.
I think that's about...
Wait,
you think I only got 20 years left?
You're the one who just put it at $150 at $8 shots.
Well, I'm bad at math, as you know. All right, maybe $250 worth of tequila. I'm just saying 500,000...
40 years. Mm.
I don't know that... Well, boy, I mean, God, Lord willing...
Wishful thinking.
Well, yeah, I'm an optimist. The point is, that's a lot of tequila. That's what I'm trying to say.
Is it really $8 a shot?
Tequila, it depends where you go.
Well, of course.
And if you're doing Patron, it absolutely is.
Caw!
Yeah. And I don't know enough about tequila to tell the difference between Patron and Hawkeye tequila.
Oh, I think once you get to your better tequilas, you would certainly notice a difference.
Would I?
Yeah. It would be probably quite a bit smoother, I would think.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
No, but you don't feel the same way about vodka, right?
What's that?
Like 5 o'clock vodka is just as good as Smirnoff, right?
Can you really taste the difference, huh? Okay.
Can you? Know, you maybe. Can't.
Although, well, I mean, I've... I,
you gave it, up...
Well, the, if you've got it dressed up with something...
Uh-huh.
If... Okay. All right.
I'm afraid that's going to bring this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things to a close. Thanks so much for spending this time with us.
We're back tomorrow at this time with a patron-only show.
Well, it doesn't matter what time we're doing.
I know that, but I'm just for...
That's not live.
Do it
that's
live.
Jaw.
You can do it live.
Right. That's Jaws for the patrons. Until we get a chance to do that one for you, thanks for listening. Tell all your friends you had a good time. And hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Represent. This is for the Quad Cities. Rep the spot. Davenport. Yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out. Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
Show's over. Good night. Good night, everybody!